It is a very astonishing piece. It's a literal setting of the Singh play, virtually, and it's a very difficult piece to listen to. I think it takes a lot of effort to actually get into Vaughan Williams' sound world. But once you do, you are there on the west coast of Ireland in a storm. And it takes you there once you assimilate the sound world and the range of voices and the emotions that these voices actually conjure up. You have to work at it a bit, but it's all worth it once you get there. It's a one-off, really, I think. It's quite close to the other opera of the 1920s, The Shepherds of the Delectable Mountains. It has that same sort of sparseness about it, and it's elemental, and I think that's reflected later on with the Antarctica Symphony, you know, Man Against Nature, or trying to live with nature, I think, not fighting it. So you get to a certain level and then you're with nature. You have to come to terms with nature.